This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hello everyone, this is Brianna back reading our January issue of Billboard Magazine. Billboard Magazine is written for music industry professionals and fans. Contents provide news, reviews, and statistics for all genres of music, including radio play, music video, related internet activity, and retail updates. We're going to pick up right where we left off last week. Clio's Honor RCA Marketing Team. For the past decade, the Clio Music Awards have honored excellence in advertising. This year, at the Billboard Power 100 event, RCA Records will receive the inaugural Clio Music Creative Juggernaut Award for having earned more Clio Awards than any other entrant since the program's inception in 2014. RCA's marketing triumphs included the publicity campaign for SZA's SOS and the music video for her chart topper Kill Bill, as well as Doja Cat's website and the video for Demons. The Sony label's Clio wins over the years have ranged from events and experiences to design, public relations, and the use of music in advertising. Its Doja Code campaign, which last year took home a grand Clio in partnerships and collaborations, featured a codable release of Doja Cat's video for Woman, which an RCA partnered with Girls Who Code to bring the idea to life. Number 1. Bruce Reiskanoff, President and CEO, Universal Music Enterprises. Reiskanoff said UME scored the highest catalog market share ever achieved in the United States for an eighth consecutive year, in part due to a number of resurgent songs. Tom Petty's Love is a Long Road racked up 63 million streams in a week, thanks to a Grand Theft Auto V trailer sync. Mariah Carey's It's a Wrap generated 3.6 million streams and charted on hot R&B and hip-hop songs, after going viral on TikTok in February 2023. And more than 65 years after its release, Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree topped the Hot 100 for 3 non-consecutive weeks. He adds that UME's emphasis on audience development and content creation, including social media, brings classic songs to a much younger audience. Because catalog artists are often unavailable for touring, Reiskanoff adds, UME relies on biopics, documentaries, and live theaters, such as Sinatra the Musical, which premiered in the United Kingdom in September and will expand to Broadway. Number 2. Richard Story, President, Commercial Music Group, Sony Music Entertainment. Whether it's record-breaking Sony catalog achievements, like Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon returning to the Billboard 200, where so far it has spent 988 non-consecutive weeks since its 1973 release, the longest of any album, or Miguel's 2010 single Sure Thing, connecting on TikTok, which led to a 6-week run on the pop airplay chart, Story says 2023 showed the potential for catalog music to serve as the foundation for the future of our business, art, and culture. SME's deep hip-hop catalog also played an indispensable role in the history of the genre, with our team developing extensive campaigns, both for last year's 50th anniversary celebration, and moving forward to honor our artists' groundbreaking musical and cultural impact. Number 3. Kevin Gore, President of Global Catalog Recorded Music, Warner Music Group. In 2023, we took a step back and challenge ourselves to rethink how we support both our frontline artists' catalog and the gems of our deep catalog, Gore says. As we've seen countless times, the latter releases lead to a spike in shallow catalog. Generally, releases that are between 18 months and 7 years old, often boosting the artist's entire body of work. His division works in tandem with Warner's frontline labels and global catalog teams to craft long-term strategic approaches for both new and old releases. Gore cites such 2023 campaigns as the deluxe edition of 40-year-old Talking Heads' Stop Making Sense soundtrack. Exclusive vinyl releases tied to hip-hop's 50th anniversary. Digital drops in conjunction with the 40th anniversary of Madonna's debut album. And a global 50th anniversary campaign for the restored and remastered concert film and soundtrack to David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust and the Spider from Mars, the movie. Distributors. Number 1. Brad Navin, CEO. Colleen Thies, President and COO, The Orchard. After 2022, when The Orchard's U.S. current market share rose to 1.5% to 7.1% on the strength of Bad Bunny's breakout, the Sony-owned distribution company did it again, climbing to an 8.7% current share in 2023, by far the highest for any independent distributor. And while another album by Bad Bunny certainly helped, the company also scored with hits from British singer-songwriter Ray and regional Mexican phenomenon Peso Pluma, whose album Genesis earned the biggest single week for a regional Mexican release in history, when it hit number one on top Latin albums in July. It's about finding music that is relevant in niches and helping artists grow their fan base and reach around the world, says Thies, who also notes The Orchard's growth in Africa, Asia, and India this past year. Adds Navin, as long as we remain true to being the independent, client-facing, global-facing business that we are, disruption is just another opportunity. Number 2. Nat Pastor, JT Myers, co-CEOs. Jacqueline Saturn, President of North America, Executive VP of Global Artist Relations, Virgin Music Group. In addition to distributing worldwide indie hits such as Eslabon Armado and Peso Pluma's Ella Baila Sola, which reached number 1 on the Billboard Global 200 chart in April, and Rima and Selena Gomez's Calm Down, which hit number 3 on the Hot 100 in June, Virgin spent much of 2023 integrating the InGroove's music group platform as part of what the company called a global reorganization. That differs from distribution, says Pastor, who arrived at Virgin in 2022 from M Theory, the artist partnerships company he co-founded with Myers. The challenge for us is breaking the traditional mindset around distribution, he says, and creating a new suite of products, strategies, audience development, and offerings for the independent community that has not been done before. Number 3. Dennis Latta Gallery, founder and CEO, Believe. Citing the Paris-based company's outstanding teamwork across multiple international teams and our key digital music partners, Latta Gallery reels off accomplishments such as Inigo Quintero's Si No Estás, topping the Billboard Global exclusive U.S. chart for 2 weeks. There's also Grupo Frontera's album El Comienzo, scoring 1.6 billion Spotify streams and winning, with Bad Bunny, Best Regional Mexican Song for Un 100 at the 2023 Latin Grammys, and Believe's dominance of French pop music, particularly during 1 week last June, when its releases occupied the entire top 5 of the country's national syndicate of phonographic publishing list. Believe, which owns TuneCore and an array of independent labels, also entered the publishing business when it acquired UK platform Centric in March. We are, more than ever, fully committed to Believe's fundamental mission to bring back value to the local music industry and to build a healthier, fairer, and more diverse music ecosystems globally, says Latta Gallery, who founded Believe in 2005. Number 4. Philip Kalpin, founder and CEO, DistroKid. Kalpin, who moved to chairman in January and ceded day-to-day duties to new president Phil Bauer, says DistroKid spent 2023 building more tools for the independent DIY artists it distributes, including launching an app for iPhone and Android users that lets artists distribute music from their phones. According to him, the app has been downloaded 500,000 times so far. DistroKid also acquired Bandzoogle, a company that helps artists build websites and online stores. Year-end market share by label. With 8 of the 10 biggest albums of the year and 2 of the biggest artists in Taylor Swift and Morgan Wallen, Republic Records finished 2023 with a massive 15.3% current market share, leading the industry for the third year in a row and setting the highest mark since at least 2015, when the recorded music business began its streaming-driven expansion. Interscope, Geffen, and A&M held down second place, with a big Olivia Rodrigo album leading the way. Atlantic, followed by resurgent years from Warner Records and Capitol Music Group, rounded out the top five. 44.9% Other, 13.5% Republic Records, 8.8% Interscope, Geffen, A&M, 6.8% Atlantic Records, 6% Warner Records, 5.9% Capitol Music Group, 4.7% RCA Records, 4.7% Columbia Records, 2.32% Sony Music Nashville, 2.3% Epic Records, 2% Sony Music Latin. Number 1. Michael Rapino. The Leaderboard Number 4. President and CEO. Arthur Fogel, Chairman of Global Music, President of Global Touring. Bob Rue, President of U.S. Concerts. Leslie Olnick, Senior VP of Global Touring. Omar Al-Jalani, President of Touring, Live Nation Concerts. Russell Wallach, Global President of Media and Sponsorship, Live Nation. With Beyonce, $579.8 million. Coldplay, $342.5 million. Harry Styles, $338.2 million. And Morgan Wallen, $260.4 million. Making up Billboard Box Score's top four tours of 2023, the live entertainment behemoth put the pandemic in its rearview mirror. Live Nation once again finished the year as the concert industry's top promoter, grossing $5.9 billion from 4,263 shows, attended by 22.4 million. More shows in more parts of the world than ever, Fogel says. More box office, too. A 40% increase over 2022. And Fogel is confident that there's still growth ahead, adding, as that demand continues to escalate, we'll develop our global infrastructure, foster the next generation of promoters and talented buyers, and invest in new and emerging artists. Yes, Taylor Swift and Bruce Springsteen fans have complained about the steep hidden service fees and steeper resale prices charged by Live Nation-owned Ticketmaster, and Congress responded by holding hearings and sponsoring bills. The company is unlikely to suffer much. Big earners, including Drake and Foo Fighters, are on the road in 2024. Number 2. Jay Marcino. The Leaderboard, Number 10. COO, AEG Chairman and CEO. AEG Presents. Rick Mueller, President of North America. Rich Schaefer, President of Global Touring. Brooke Michael Kane, Chief Digital Officer, AEG Presents. Paul Tolette, President and CEO. Melissa Ormond, COO, Festivals. Golden Voice. AEG Presents, its subsidiaries and partner promoters, such as Messina Touring Group, grossed $2 billion from 7,639 shows reported to Billboard Box Score, almost twice as many as Live Nation's 4,263, which supports Mueller's remarks to Billboard in October that his division is focused on buying, building, and filling venues with capacities of 1,500 to 5,000, part of a strategy to build relationships with emerging acts that can later be booked at larger AEG venues as their audiences grow. The clubs do well. Denver's Mission Ballroom, Boston's Roadrunner, New York's Brooklyn Steel, and Saratoga, California's Mountain Winery were among Box Score's top 25 venues of 2023, with capacities of over 5,000 or less, and collectively grossed over $49 million. AEG Presents went big, too, with Schaefer steering three of 2023's top tours. Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road, number 7, $210 million. Blackpink, number 10, $143.8 million. And Zach Bryan, number 56, $45 million. Number 3. Louis Messina, the leaderboard number 11, founder and CEO. Haley McClostier, president, Nashville office, Messina Touring Group. McClostier's Nashville title is slightly misleading, considering she worked on two of the biggest pop tours of 2023. Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour, which Billboard estimates grossed $906.1 million, and Ed Sheeran's North American Mathematics Run, which grossed $256.9 million as last year's number 5 tour. The 2023 Billboard 40 Under 40 honoree also promoted the Lumineers' summer amphitheater outing. Number 4. James Dolan, the leaderboard number 23, executive chairman and CEO, Sphere Entertainment, Madison Square Garden Entertainment. Number 5. Tim Biwaka, the leaderboard number 24, CEO, Francesca Bodhi, COO, Jessica Korovas, president of International, Oak View Group. In a 2023 Billboard interview, Liweka says that his daughter Bodhi would someday succeed him as a CEO. In December, he appeared to take a major step toward that plan by appointing her OVG's COO. Bodhi says she has never discussed such a proposition with her father, who has never been more passionate about the industry or in better shape. That said, she and Korovas played integral roles in OVG's ambitious slate of projects. In 2023, that included opening CFG Bank Arena in April, which Bodhi describes as the largest private investment in downtown Baltimore in recent history, and the acquisition of high-end London-based catering and events company Rhubarb Hospitality Collection, along with its portfolio of venues, among them New York's Hudson Yards. Coming up, Co-op Live in Manchester, England, which will be the first carbon-neutral venue in Europe, and plans to build a $3.2 billion live entertainment complex in Las Vegas. Number 6. Henry Cardenas, the leaderboard, number 36, founder and CEO, Cardenas Marketing Network. Number 7. Greg Perloff, CEO, Another Planet Entertainment. In 2023, North America's largest independent promoter marked 20 years in the business, and 2 decades under the leadership of Perloff, who learned the ropes as a longtime lieutenant of legendary promoter Bill Graham. Not only did we celebrate our 20th anniversary, Perloff says, we continued to excel as a leader in the industry with an enormously successful 15th edition of Outside Lands, which returned to San Francisco's Golden Gate Park in August, along with the opening of 1,600-capacity Los Angeles property The Bellwether to high acclaim. Come spring, Another Planet will move forward with its anticipated restoration of San Francisco's historic Castro Theater, with which it inked a partnership with in early 2022. That pairing further bolstered a promotion portfolio that includes California venues The Greek Theater in Berkeley, the Fox Theater Oakland, and the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium, San Francisco. Multisector. Number 1. Irving Azoff, the leaderboard number 6. CEO. The Azoff Company. Jeffrey Azoff, the leaderboard number 6. COO. The Azoff Company. CEO, Full Stop Management. Elizabeth Collins, Susan Jenko, co-presidents, The Azoff Company. The Azoff Company has launched 5 different businesses over the last 10 years. Performance rights organization Global Music Rights in 2014, venue owner and operator Oak View Group in 2015, Full Stop Management in 2016, legacy rights management company Iconic Artists Group in 2020, and Giant Records in 2022. While each company is run by its own leadership team, Jenko and Collins, known as Subi within the Azoff camp, are the mind-meld central nervous system that connects those ventures to the parent company's heart and soul, Irving and his son Jeffrey. Given the duo's see-all-know-all roles, it's just amazing to watch the five companies in different places in their trajectory or in their growth cycle, Genco says. But they all have had great positive movement. It's kind of remarkable, I think, to have Irving, Jeffrey, and Beth and I to be involved with five companies that have all continued to grow and disrupt positively. Number 2. Bang Si-hyuk, the leaderboard number 18. Chairman, HYBE. Scooter Braun, the leaderboard number 18. CEO, HYBE America. Scott Borchetta, President, CEO, and Chairman, Big Machine Label Group. Thomas Rhett landed his 19th number 1 on Billboard's Country Airplay chart. And Carly Pearce, along with Ashley McBride, topped the chart with the powerful ballad Never Wanted to Be That Girl. But some of BMLG's biggest success came from outside the country genre through its new partnership with Black Noise Recordings. In 2024, there will be quite a bit more hip-hop and rock releases, Borchetta says, along with a very stout country release schedule. Number 3. Corin Capshaw, the leaderboard number 20, founder, Red Light Management. Number 4. Jay-Z, owner, Jay Brown, Vice Chairman, Destiny Perez, the leaderboard number 21, CEO, Roc Nation. The revelatory Roc Nation-produced Book of HOV, retrospective at the Brooklyn Public Library last summer, established that the career of rapper that Billboard named the GOAT of hip-hop's first half-century transcends music. And that was just one of Roc Nation's 2023 milestones. The year kicked off with Rihanna's record-breaking performance, her first in more than 5 years, at the Super Bowl halftime show in February, and was followed by sold-out tours and big singles from Lil Uzi Vert, Alicia Keys, and Megan Thee Stallion that lasted through last summer. In July, the Sean Carter Foundation raised $20 million through its annual charity gala in New York, one of several philanthropic events the Roc team produced in 2023. And fall brought things full circle with the announcement that on February 11th, Usher will take the Apple halftime show stage at Allegiant Stadium for Super Bowl 58. Number 5. Seth England, the leaderboard. Number 22. Partner and CEO, Big Loud. Number 6. Noah Assad, the leaderboard, number 28. Founder and CEO, Remus Entertainment. Number 7. Ghazi, the leaderboard, number 30. CEO, Nima Etemin, COO, Empire. Empire's Bay Area headquarters, which includes state-of-the-art Dolby Atmos-capable studio, was a hub for cross-cultural creation over the past year. In February, the company hosted a writing camp with several of its West African stars that produced genre-blurring team-ups by Kiz Daniel and Becky G, Wayne Cole and T-Pain, and Asaka and Her, collaborations that helped Empire promote African music around the world. But Edmonds points out that Empire has grown well beyond its digital distribution roots and label aspirations. We've continued to develop our team and artists across international territories, reinforcing Empire as a global force, not just on the record side, but also as a flourishing publishing company, he says. Empire Publishing represents writers and producers across the United States, Africa, Asia, and Latin America, who scored nominations in 6 different categories for the 2024 Grammy Awards and 3 at the 2023 Latin Grammys. Number 8. Sal Slaby, the leaderboard, number 31, co-founder and CEO, Salco and Zoe Records. Amir Cash Esmalian, founder, YCFU Entertainment, co-founder, Zoe Records. The Weeknd's co-manager had another great year with Abel Tesfaye's alter ego. The Blinding Lights artist completed the second leg of his global After Hours Till Dawn stadium tour, the 8th highest grossing outing of 2023, with a $192.5 million box office gross. His megastar client also broke the Spotify monthly listeners record, 113 million, and in March claimed the top spot on the Hot 100 with his 2016 track Die For You, thanks to a new remix with Ariana Grande, and holds the record for a non-holiday song with the longest climb to number one. He also cites the success of Metro Boomin's late 2022 album, Heroes and Villains, and his 2023 soundtrack to Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which both reached number one on the top R&B and hip-hop albums chart. "There's nothing more significant to our business," Esmalian says, "than seeing dreams come true." Number 9. Bob Valentine, The Leaderboard, number 38, CEO. Jim Selby, Chief Publishing Officer, Concord. Concord's publishing catalog grew with its 2023 acquisitions of Mojo Media Music and Round Hill Music Royalty Fund. But Selby says, "It's our active roster, led by Executive VP of Global A&R Kim Frankiewicz, that has really thrived." He points to Concord Songwriters' number one and number two radio hits, Greedy by Tate McRae, and Russell Dickerson's God Gave Me a Girl. The publisher and Pulse Music Group, in which it is a majority owner, also got plenty of Grammy love. Mark Ronson, co-writer of Dance the Night from the Barbie soundtrack, is up for Song of the Year. Afrobeat star DeVito received 3 nominations, and Pulse songwriters Adelaide and Tyler Johnson are up for their contributions to Miley Cyrus's 2023 number 3 Billboard 200 album, Endless Summer Vacation. Number 10. Anthony Top Dog Tiffith, The Leaderboard, number 39, CEO. Terrence Punch Henderson, The Leaderboard, number 39, co-president, Top Dog Entertainment. The ex-homepage of Musa, son of Top Dog's Tiffith, reads heir to the throne, and in 2023, he demonstrated that he's got the right stuff. Musa says he discovered Dochi and brought her to TDE, where she promptly became a breakout artist with her single What It Is, Block Boy, featuring Kodak Black, which topped Billboard's rhythmic radio chart and led to opening slots on Beyoncé's Renaissance Tour and Doja Cat's Scarlet Run. He also cites Sir's first 2 Grammy nominations and now performance on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon as milestones, as well as TDE bringing back our 10th annual Christmas charity concert at Nickerson Gardens in Los Angeles' Watts neighborhood, which donated over 10,000 toys and $60,000 to the community. We're going to go ahead and stop our reading of the January issue of Billboard magazine here and pick up with it next week. This has been Brianna Reading, and I hope that you have a great day.